Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
And now, listen to this on the Toddcast Podcast.
In May 2012, boxer Marlon Esparza qualified to compete at the 2012 Olympics in London. She became the first American woman to qualify for the Olympics in the first year that women's boxing was an Olympic event. She won bronze. You've seen her in a PETA ad. She was in a Spanish TV commercial for Coca-Cola. She has an endorsement deal with CoverGirl Cosmetics. Marlon's also the subject of the CNN documentary In Her Corner, Latino in America 2. In 2017, she signed a multi-year deal with Golden Boy. She lost a match for the WBA interim female flyweight title in November 2019. It was a technical decision after an accidental headbutt. She won her last match in October 2020. And when Marlon was a guest, we talked about binge-watching Game of Thrones, how boxing grabbed her at an early age, the age of 10. She talked about COVID affecting her career, how she's never been to a concert. We talked about the Fury Wilder 2 boxing match, the infamous Tyson Holyfield match, CBD's usage in high-impact sports. She shared a near-death experience story as well. And Marlon talked about the things that still stand out in her mind about her time at the Olympics. Listen to this.
You know what I liked about the Olympics a lot that I missed, that I'm like, man, if I could go back and kind of do that again, I would. It was just the atmosphere game. So, like, within the walls, it was like you walk through and, you know, like, basically everybody there is a badass. You don't know what they're badass for, but you know they are. And everybody's just kind of, like, looking at everybody. Everybody knows what they're there for. And it's just this whole feeling of just, like, competition, and I don't know, I just feel like it's like a weird atmosphere, like a weird village of, like, everybody has their life together, you know?
Yeah.
When I don't know if really anybody does, but it just feels like, man, we all know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But it was a really good energy that I felt like was constant, you know? And it started to die out towards the end because people, you know, start to lose, and you can feel the shift of the beginning of the game towards the end of the game. And people are like, oh, some people are starting to party. But I don't think it was that. I think it was more of just like at the beginning, everybody's, you know, dreams are endless. And then towards the end, everything starts to get shut down.
Right.
So I think that's 100% like what I wish I could go back to. Like, to feel that again would be crazy because I've never felt anything like it.
Listen to this on the Toddcast Podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC approved repair shop. Find them online at TedcoRVSuppliesInc.com.
Attention, fans of fairy tales that are magical, hilarious, and grim. The award-winning Pinna original podcast, Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, has new episodes out now. While you've probably heard of the brothers Grimm, you've never heard these tales told in quite this way. I'm Adam Gidwitz, best-selling and Newbery Honor author of books for children, and in Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, I share the real, weird, grim fairy tales with real, weird, hilarious kids. In each episode, you not only get to hear a story, but you also get to enjoy this group guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and sharing their own perspectives on the tales. Also, heckling me. They love to heckle me. The episodes are rated on a scale from grim to grimmer to grimmest, so there's always a great variety of tales to explore with your family. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.